You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. I'll tell you what's been trending locally has been the weather with the winds. Gusts of up to 75 miles per hour. A lot of Frosty the Snowman inflatables screaming down the street these days.
Yeah, it was a trash can graveyard coming into work today. They were just scattered everywhere. All my Christmas decorations were everywhere. I posted a picture of my grill this morning on our Facebook page and requested that people post pictures of what went on in their yard. The perfect one, the trampoline up and over the fence into like the neighbor's yard. Just a mess, you know. That's been my favorite photo.
It's chaos out there.
It's nutty.
What else going on? The Avs won last night. Hooray. They play in Boston tomorrow. The Nuggets play in Atlanta tonight. College football is expanding their playoff system now. We've had four teams in a championship playoff the last few years. Now there will be 12 teams in the tournament beginning in 2024. And you want to know why? Because it means billions of extra dollars in revenue. That's why.
Oh.
Speaking of revenue, in the state of Colorado, a lot of people were buying pot during the pandemic. They were staying home and getting high. Well, now marijuana sales have been on a very steep decline, and those losses are threatening a whole bunch of different public programs that are funded by the tax revenue. So, A, the pandemic is mostly over, and B, a whole lot of states now have recreational marijuana.
Yeah.
10 years ago, when it was just Colorado and Washington, everybody moved here and bought their weed.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all over the place. So $100 million in tax revenue that might drop off this year.
Bummer.
That's a lot of revenue, Jeremy.
Bummer, it sure is. Some of that people was going to schools, too, wasn't it, if I recall? I don't remember. You can look it up, probably. Who cares?
People were very excited yesterday. Three different trailers came out for blockbuster movies that are coming out in 2023, including Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Meh.
The new Transformers movie, Rise of the Beasts.
Oh.
And the 29th Indiana Jones movie.
One is good.
It's called Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I've watched this trailer like three or four times because I'm so excited about it. I really want to see it. It looks really good. It goes back to like the original Indiana Jones movies. It's done in that style.
There's so many obvious stunt doubles filling in for Indy. You know, because Harrison Ford, the dude is 80 years old. So he's not doing these stunts anymore. So that's kind of funny, but oh well. We can suspend disbelief. It looks like it goes back to the very first Indy movie. What was that? Indiana Jones.
Temple of Doom.
No, Temple of Doom was number...
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. To me, it looks like it has that style.
Sure does.
Especially with all the Nazi stuff.
Same sound effects for when he punches people and stuff. Yep.
Yeah. New movies out today. One is a Santa Claus get even with mercenaries movie called Violent Night. Seems kind of funny.
All right.
And then there's one that doesn't seem funny at all called Savage Salvation, about a recovering addict who loses his fiance to a heroin overdose and he goes out for revenge against the cartel. The reason I bring it up is because John Malkovich is in it. And there's got to be something wrong with you if you don't like John Malkovich. He's so quirky and fun. He's in this with Robert De Niro. So if you want to see something kind of heavy like that. Do you believe in psychics? They went out and surveyed thousands of people. 17% believe at least some psychics are absolutely legit. About the same numbers for tarot card readings, fortune tellers. 16% of people believe in numerology. That's kind of where the numbers in a pattern mean something.
Mm-hmm.
And 12% think that fairies are real.
Well, they are.
And another 24% believe in telepathy.
Anything about vision boards or anything on there? Is that part of that?
No.
You haven't done that in a while. What's on your vision board? We should maybe bring that back.
Vision board is a little different.
It's a little different.
That would fall under the manifesting thing.
It would.
Manifesting is on here. 29% believe that manifesting works.
Yeah, just keep telling yourself you're going to get it and it'll eventually happen.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on that. What else is trending?
Kim Kardashian is trending this morning. Get ready to roll your eyes way into the back of your head. Kim Kardashian has hired a pianist to come over every single morning and wake her little kiddos up with Christmas music. She says it is to, quote, calm their little souls during that mad morning rush at the Kardashian household.
They're just like the rest of
us. Somebody commented, this is why she needs the $200,000 a month in child support.
Right.
So she's got a little piano player set up outside the kids' bedrooms, and she does a little, you know, holly jolly Christmas to wake them up and start their day.
It's kind of sickening, isn't it?
It's so sickening. It's so ridiculous and excessive and over the top. Ugh, it's so weird. Okay, what else is going on? Garth Brooks has extended his Vegas residency. If you didn't get tickets...
You need to go see him.
Well, tickets were snapped up in about a day, if not hours. I don't know how the exact time, but he's extending it through 2024. I would like to go see him in Vegas. I think that'd be a great show. Carrie Underwood has also added 18 shows to her Vegas residency.
Well, don't go to that because I know Nicole is mad at her or something. So.
You know her nickname for Carrie Underwood. This is my wife's nickname for Carrie Underwood.
Say it because I love it.
Whatever.
That's so good.
Just because she's so magnificent. She's so wonderful in every way.
Is there a flaw with Carrie Underwood?
I really don't think there is. She's successful.
I mean, let's talk about that for a second. Is there a flaw with Carrie Underwood? Funny. Smart. Talented as hell.
Successful.
Seems to have a good relationship, I think.
Great singer.
Yeah, I mean,
she's got
where's the
dance?
Flaw?
She's a mom, right? Great mom.
Does she chew with her mouth open? I mean, where's the
farts
flaw
all this? She's all always farting.
No wonder your wife doesn't like her.
I know. And she comes on and does her little singing and dancing before the football games and stuff. My wife loves football.
That's a flaw with the network.
She's just like whatever.
Yeah, I don't like that, but.
Ah, she pumps me up, gets me ready for the game. Tell you what.
No, I'm saying whatever.
Mm-hmm. Check this out. If you're sitting in traffic right now, look to your left and look to your right. Maybe look in your rearview mirror. Chances are one of those drivers around you has a weapon on them. Or maybe they all do.
What constitutes a weapon?
Well, story here says two-thirds of us have kept a weapon in our car before or currently do. Just in case we need it. So anything from like a baseball bat to a tire iron. What else? Like a stick? A knife?
A stick?
A gun? Pepper spray?
Well, I mean, I guess you could put like pepper spray. I'm
trying to think if I have anything in my car that I could use as a weapon. Probably. I have one
Your
of those,
wit.
My wit. I have one of those military like shovels that collapse.
Total weapon.
Because I'm thinking like if you're put that up so it's like sideways.
I mean, are you gonna
like hold on? I have to unfold my shovel.
Yeah, here's the carjacker, and you're like, hold on, just a second. I'm not ready yet. Hold on.
Where's my shovel at? Yeah, do you have anything in your car?
No.
Probably not.
Now the only thing that's sometimes in the way back of this thing is one of those. It's like a ski pole.
A ski pole.
It's like a ski pole, but it's one of those where Gretch takes it when she goes out into the woods to do her foraging stuff.
Oh, so it's like a hiking stick type thing.
But she uses it to like knock down spider web things and push through brush and everything like that.
Wow.
You know, to avoid snakes and stuff like that.
Okay, so you could use that to whack somebody in the face with.
But again, it's in the way back. I mean, I'd have to say, hold on, I gotta pop the back here and get my weapon out.
And it's all covered in spider webs, and you're like,
it's spider webs. Yeah.
Some list out this morning, some baby name website talking about names that they think will be popular in 2023. Let me give you
a
few of them.
Skeptical, aren't you?
Cosmo, Everest, Linus. I'll give you three more. Luxury, Marigold and Sunday.
I'm going to be careful with what I say because people are sensitive.
People will text
it
and be like, oh my God, I just named my kid Luxury.
Yeah, so, I'm going to.
Don't say anything, Don. Don't be rude.
I'm not. I'm just.
Don't do your rudeness. And finally,
it's
some
not really
shorts.
Rude. It's just, you know, it's blunt and it's frightening.
Don't do that. Nobody wants to hear that right now.
Well, some people do because some people agree with me.
Everybody
Believe
thinks
it
Luxury
not,
is a great name.
I didn't say anything specifically about that.
How about Marigold?
I didn't say anything specifically about that.
Why do you hate all these names?
I didn't say I hated all those names. Some of us have to tell it like it is.
Let me get your thoughts on this. I feel like everybody needs these cargo shorts. Hot Pockets has teamed up with an apparel company, and they have created a pair of cargo shorts with insulated pockets. So they're literally Hot Pockets.
Well, it seems handy.
It does. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that you could put in the Hot Pocket besides a Hot Pocket.
What would I ever want to put in a Hot Pocket?
Like a grilled cheese sandwich, I guess.
I've never eaten a Hot Pocket.
Which is insane. That's just stupid, crazy talk. Everybody's had a Hot Pocket. Even Marigold Luxury and Linus and Sunday, they've all had Hot Pockets.
I've never had one.
That's insane. Maybe like if you adopt a cat or something, you could put the cat in there to keep it warm. Bit of a stretch.
All right. Yeah.
Clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video that's gone viral. It's this little kindergartner that her mom is kind of quizzing her about what goes on in school, and she talks about how much she passes gas in the classroom and blames other kids for it.
All right.
She's been eating her Hot Pockets. Check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.